Ask any lawmaker, and they understand why Congress hit new lows in public approval during 2013.
It's been enormously frustrating.
That's Connecticut Democrat Jim Himes.
It's particularly frustrating because, you know, the government could actually be assisting in the economic recovery for things like, you know, investments in infrastructure, any number of things that we could do. Instead, where, you know, the Congress is harming the recovery through things like sequester. So it's been enormously frustrating.
It's not just Democrats who are frustrated. New York Republican Peter King isn't happy with the year either.
But overall, it's been a tough year. I give Boehner credit just for keeping us together.
Republicans spent the year attacking so-called Obamacare. In the House, they cast more than 40 votes to repeal, defund, or delay the law. The GOP may have overplayed its hand, though. House Republicans demanded a one-year delay to the health law. Democrats refused. That's when the government shut down for 16 long days. Voters blame Republicans for the shutdown. King agrees. During the shutdown, he called on his party to change its strategy and fund the government.
Well, you know, certainly the shutdown was very frustrating because it was never a strategy. It was never coordinated. It never made sense. It had no chance of success from the start. And we just charged into the valley of death.
It was a bumpy rollout for the health law. Healthcare.gov went live with a whimper as screens froze and the administration brought in a fresh tech team to overhaul the site. The health law even earned President Obama the dubious title of Lie of the Year from fact-checking site PolitiFact for his If You Like Your Health Plan, You Can Keep It promise. Connecticut Democrat Joe Courtney says there's still plenty of time to reform the law as unforeseen glitches pop up.
Yeah, there's going to be plenty of time and room to make fixes and amendments, but the basic structure, I think, is going to get a life of its own as we see the enrollment numbers pick up and accelerate, which is what's happening.
While immigration reform passed the Senate with a broad bipartisan coalition, it remains untouched in the Republican-controlled House. A bipartisan bill to curb discrimination against the LGBT community was also left hanging in the House. This Congress is now being labeled the least productive in history. Connecticut Democrat John Larson blames House Republican leaders for the gridlock.
These guys don't take up jobs bills, they don't take up immigration, they don't take up anything.
In the Senate, things did grind to a halt when it came to presidential nominees. Connecticut Democratic Senator Richard Blumenthal and other newer members to the chamber have been calling for filibuster reform since they entered office. They finally got a chance to change the rules so that a simple majority of 51 lawmakers are now needed to nominate judges and presidential nominees. That made Republicans bristle, but Blumenthal has no regrets.
It shouldn't, and it hasn't changed the tenor or tone of what we do here because we're all about trying to get things done.
Blumenthal is now calling for further reforms. He thinks 51 votes should be all that's required to pass any bill.
On many substantive measures, laws that are needed to help average Americans go back to work or create economic growth, we still face tremendous hurdles in the 60-vote rule.
2013 was Connecticut Democratic Congresswoman Elizabeth Estes' first year in Washington.
Well, it's been exciting, challenging. I love the job because I love the opportunity to try to help people.
The most important fight Connecticut lawmakers engaged in throughout the year was over gun control measures. Estes represents Newtown. Taking office soon after 26 of her constituents were gunned down was hard, but Estes says getting to know the families as they traveled to Washington to lobby for gun control was uplifting.
So you have the gravity of that situation, the needs of that community, that becoming part of an important national conversation, which is something that nobody could have anticipated.
Democrats were able to get a vote on a limited gun control measure. It would have required near universal background checks for gun purchases. It was defeated. Connecticut Democratic Senator Chris Murphy says this highlights the need for further changes to the filibuster.
I always try to remind people that we didn't lose the vote in the Senate. The Republican filibuster stopped us from passing a bill expanding background checks. It's embarrassing that a year after this horrific tragedy, Congress hasn't been able to pass a bill that 90% of Americans support.
Murphy and other lawmakers aren't giving up. He says they need to be persistent and patient.
I think we're going to have to make the issue of background checks and gun violence an issue in successive elections. We're not going to change the Congress's mind to 2014 alone. We're going to have to bring this to the ballot box over and over again.
Lawmakers start a new legislative year in January. It's an election year. So if you thought Washington was too politicized in 2013, you may want to buckle up for 2014. For WSHU News, I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.